Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And I hope, Vuli, you have enjoyed that one from Thokozo Mbambo, because he loves me so, he died for me on Calvary, just because he loves me so. Hi, Pietro Small, and hi, Frankie Opgoops, my family, Your Excellency, and my Gwenningen. We gaan dit met Jelle. Thank you so much for being with us. Patricia, hello again. And we are talking about tax returns. We are also talking to our freelancers today.
That's correct. So today's main focus is the freelancers.
Take us through it.
Am I clear now, or is it still?
I'm not quite sure what's happening with us, but we can hear you. So I think we can just proceed. So you can take us through it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So with freelancers, right? In most cases, when we start, you know, you think, oh my gosh, paying as you earn on a monthly basis, it's not working for me. I want the freedom of spending my own time to do whatever I want to do. And we then start doing our own thing. But in most cases, we actually don't consider the tax implication on that, right? So as a freelancer, there's different types of taxes that you need to be aware of. There's the normal income tax that you submit. Then there's the provisional tax returns that you now also need to submit. And there's a possibility, depending on whether you are now making R1 million or more, you might need to be registered as a VAT vendor. So those are the main things that we'll be discussing today, just to, so that our freelancers have an idea that when you are a freelancer, you need to know and you need to prepare yourself. What are your responsibilities regarding tax, and how do you deal with that going forward?
What are my responsibilities regarding tax? I mean, yes. Most of us, we become freelancers. I might be having a permanent job, but also do some freelance work on the side just to, you know, increase on what I make per month, monthly. And some of us just do that because it was an easy thing to do. I can work for myself at my own time and do, you know, as long as I can deliver. So we start for many different reasons, but we never think about tax. So when are we expected to be paying tax as freelancers? At what point would we be paying tax?
So the moment you're a freelancer, you now have the responsibility to pay tax as a provisional taxpayer. I think provisional tax would be our favorite term because it keeps coming through regardless of what we're talking about. So once you're a freelancer, automatically you are a provisional taxpayer. You are now required to submit provisional tax returns. That is one in August. That is one in February, right? So it's on a six-month interval. Then you've got your normal income tax return that you submit during the tax season. So meaning that from a person who's just an employee, they've got that one tax return that they need to submit during the tax season, which would be now, right? But as a freelancer, then you've got the tax return that you need to submit during the tax season, and then you've got the provisional tax returns that you need to submit as well. And once again, if you are then a VAT vendor, then now you need to submit tax returns, the VAT tax returns, depending on the VAT period that you fall in. So that might be 6 tax returns in a year. That might be 12 tax returns in a year, just depending on which tax period do you fall in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So most of us have that notion that we are not going to pay tax. We should scratch that. You know that you will be paying tax. And what are the important things that we need to know about where tax is concerned as freelancers?
That's a very good question. So when it comes to freelancers, in as much as you're no longer paying, or in as much as you're an employer is no longer paying employee tax on your behalf, right? As a freelancer, your clients are required to at least withhold 25% of the income that you're generating. They withhold that and they pay that on your behalf to SARS. So that also just helps in reducing the amount of taxes that you have to pay during the provisional tax period, and also during your normal tax season. So that is one that you need to keep in mind, that every single time you go to a client, just give them that information that I would actually need for you to withhold this 25%, right? And as I'm mentioning, this is also important for the client or the businesses to be aware that in as much as it's the responsibility of the freelancer to make sure that the taxes have been paid, it is also the responsibility of the companies to make sure that they have withheld that 25%. So for whatever reason, if the freelancer is not tax compliant, then SARS can hold those companies liable as well. So that's just one important thing for the clients to also note. So once then you've got that, your 25% being withheld by the companies, the other thing that you need to keep in mind is your record keeping. Ensure that you keep the information that is required. Look at it as if you are looking at a business, because it is a business, right? Mm-hmm. So the way you treat a company in terms of record keeping, that is the same principle that you should keep. You need to ask yourself, what are the expenses that I need to deduct? If you think about somebody who is doing freelancing and part of their business is a podcast, right? And now they need to rent a studio. That's an expense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They now need to buy mics. That's an expense. They need to buy all of these certain things. There's transportation that they need to move from their house to the place or to meet a client. You might find that you meet a client at some restaurant. That is an expense. So all of those things are the expenses that then you need to keep in mind and ensure that you're keeping record for, so that when you're submitting your tax return, then you have deducted the appropriate expenses and then you are not paying unnecessary taxes. Because if you don't submit, if you don't subtract your tax, your deduction, then that means if SARS taxed you 25% on the income and there's no deduction, that's what you're paying for, 25%, right? But if it happens that you've got deductions, then it reduces the amount that you're supposed to pay. And if you're lucky, you might get a refund, you know, just depending on how it all ends at the end.
All right. So this is where you get, you put everything in record, because this is where we fail the most in recording what we do, especially when you're driving. You're like, ah, no, it's part of... it's part of my it's part of my hustle to drive around, and you never even record these. And so, how much should I be making? This is one a family member is asking. How much should I be making for me as a freelancer to qualify for paying my tax? If I'm earning 7,000, 8,000 next time, 6,500. So every month is different because you never know how much you're going to make. So what is it expected of me from SARS?
And that is really a great question as well. So I'm going to explain this in two ways, right?
You're right.
Let's say in a scenario where the person is solely a freelancer, meaning that this is not your side hustle, right? You're not employed anywhere. You are solely a freelancer. And now, remember I said that the companies or your clients are required to withhold 25%, right? So now if they're withholding 25%, and because of the volatility, you might not know how much you'll be earning at the end. Even though you have not submitted your tax return, there's already a tax portion that is being withheld on your behalf, right? So because of that, it is advisable that you still submit a tax return at the end. If let's say, for example, your income amounts to 95,000, right? Going back to that threshold, that if it's more than 95,000 rand, then you don't have to submit tax. If it's less than 95,000 rand, you don't have to submit tax returns, right? So let's say that you fall within that less than 95,000 rand, that your clients have been withholding taxes on your behalf, then it is advisable for you to still submit your tax return so that then you can get that refund back, right? Because whether you are within that threshold or not, if somebody is withholding that tax on your behalf, it's still being paid to SARS. And if it's being paid to SARS and you don't fall within the threshold where you are required to submit tax returns, then that means that amount has been overpaid to SARS and you need to get the refund. And the only way you can get the refund is by you submitting a tax return, right? And then let's say for somebody who is already working as an employee, and now you're doing this as your side hustle, then I'm assuming, I guess depending on who you're dealing the side hustle with, right? If it's an individual to an individual basis, I'm assuming that the chances of an individual withholding tax on your behalf is very slim. So that part might not be a factor, right? But if it happens to be that, then it's companies, once again, regardless of your threshold, then it's advisable for you then to submit tax returns. However, it is important then to note on the two elements. If you're just solely a freelancer, you don't have remuneration or any other thing, but you're just a freelancer, you are required to submit provisional tax returns, period, right? If you've got then the side hustle and an employee, then that's when then if your income is more than 30,000, and when I say income, I mean not the side hustle income, right? If it's more than 30,000, then you are required to submit provisional tax. So now it differs slightly depending on where do you fall under. You know, is this more of a side hustle for you and you've got employment? Then are you required to submit provisional tax depending on that extra income? Is it more than 30,000 rand, right? But then if you're solely a freelancer, because you now don't have a formal employment, then you are automatically required to submit provisional tax return.
All right. A family member says, shouldn't I have an IRP5 form for me to submit tax returns as a freelancer?
So as a freelancer, what you would have would be what we call a tax directive. So because now the companies are withholding that money, the 25%. Let's say you made an income of 100 rand, they're withholding 25 rand, right? With that 25 rand, there's a tax directive that then they would issue. That tax directive then is given to SARS, right, electronically, you know, behind the scenes. Then SARS has access to that tax directive. On your tax return, it would then populate that, okay, fine, this company has paid this amount of taxes to this person. So it works the same as an RP5, but it's not called an RP5 because you're not an employee.
Oh, it works like an RP5, my family, but it's not an RP5 because...
Yeah.
Because I think most of the people who are starting out running their own thing, they might ask themselves about, what do you call that, IRP5s, because at work, you just receive an IRP5, you're just going to use that to go to SARS and you are, so it's provided for. You don't have to count for anything like that. How do you know that you owe SARS as a freelancer? This is what a family member is asking.
Calculation. So this is where then your record keeping is important, right? You have to keep record of the transactions that are happening within your business. And I'm calling it a business because it is a business. It might not be a company, but it is a business. You need to make sure that you keep record everything within that financial tax year, right? So from March, let's say March 2024 to February 2025, that's a tax year. Within that tax year, you need to make sure that you've kept record of everything. So what do I mean by everything? The clients that you have serviced in the month of March, you need to have records for that, invoices for that. And the expenses that you have issued, you need to keep records for that. So when you've got all of that, you need to do your calculation, right? So that is that's your income minus the expenses that you've incurred. That will give you profit. Now, because you're an individual, you might fall in different tax brackets. You might fall within the 18,000 tax bracket, the 18% tax bracket. You might fall within the 45% tax bracket. So your taxes will be different for everybody. Someone might pay 1,800 rand because they fall within the 18% tax bracket, and that's just how much taxes they need to pay on their profit or the taxable income. Someone might have to pay 200,000 rand. So it literally just depends. But the only way you'll know is when you do the tax calculation. And then with that, when you actually do the submission of the tax return.
All righty then. And I see Margaret van Ronsberg. Hi, my family member. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. We're talking tax returns. We're talking tax with freelancers. If you're a freelancer, the lines are open for you. You can talk to us on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us and ask your questions. I'm also thinking about those ones that never see themselves as freelancers, but you are also owning a business, Yana, you know, you're selling something and there's extra income into your bank account. So this is for you. You can ask your questions, 012-334-1322. Be it you have a side hustle, be it you have different kinds of side hustles. What happens if you're earning from different companies? You're a service provider for many different companies, and you find that they don't pay you they pay you different amounts because of the different of works or different services that you give to them in other places.
Yeah.
So how does it work in that regard?
But the principle would still apply, and this is why.
Sorry for that, because there are those ones where you charge them $1,000 and they just pay in $1,000.
Yeah.
So it's on you when it comes to SARS and all that. It's on you. And then there are those ones that will say, no, we will withhold that. Yeah. But you find it's not everybody who does that. And the other ones that are there, they are just giving you as you have asked for it. 100%.
Yeah. So this is why a freelancer is a provisional taxpayer, right? Because you've got different clients and because there's no consistency in the flow of your income, you might find that this month you have 10 clients, right? And within those 10 clients, five, as you've mentioned, they just give you the full amount. And the other five, then they withhold a portion. But now you actually don't really know how much you owe SARS, because then that is different rates, right? Now, when you submit your provisional tax return, remember when you're submitting your provisional tax return, you are submitting on the total amount. Mm. So meaning that in those 6 months that you've worked, those first 6 months, you have, let's say the first month you made 10,000 rand, you only had one client. The next month you made 100,000 rand, you had 10 clients, and so forth. So in month number six, you're actually bringing in all of that. So if that is 700,000, that is what SARS will see. And when I say month number six, I think it's also important for me to say this. The calculation of provisional tax is for 12 months, right? But then for the 6 months, it's actual information, and the other 6 months then would be an estimation. You would know best, based on past experience, on whether, you know, I can foresee more or less this year I might make 1 million rand, right? Or I can foresee based on the 6 months that this year is sort of tough, you know, COVID times, I might just make 300,000 rand. So then you do that estimation, but it's based on the actuals that you've had for the first 6 months. Because of that, and you now submit your provisional tax return, that excuse of, I don't know how much I owe SARS, is no longer something that you can use, because you're no longer waiting for the tax season for you to submit one income tax return. You have two tax returns that you need to submit within the tax period. In August, for the first 6 months, in February, which then covers the 12 months. And then that way, SARS will say, okay, fine, granted, you're a freelancer, yes, there's volatility, but for the fact that we've provided these two opportunities for you to submit these tax returns, you were saying that we don't, I actually don't know how much I need to pay SARS, does not apply anymore. And can I just also say the importance of record keeping, right? The other thing that happens is, because now you're record keeping your information, you are able to track on whether you have made 1 million rand or more. Because remember, when money comes into your bank account, 1,000 rand here, 10,000 there, you actually don't realize how much you're making. Because you're like, it's just, you know, it's just 1,000, it's just 1,000, it's just 1,000. And then when you're now doing the calculation at the end, you're like, oh, wow, I've made 3 million rand.
Yeah.
Where'd this go? Right? So when you're keeping the record, it allows you to keep track of how much you are making, which is good for you, one, but also it allows you to keep track, then you know whether you are required to register for that or not. Because if you have exceeded 1 million rand and you don't register for that, that's an issue as well.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. All right. A family member says, yo, Swangile, I'm not registered with SARS and I'm running a small business. What can be the repercussions of that? Okay.
So I'll always ask this question. When you're saying you're running a small business, is this in your personal capacity or is this a company registered with CRTC? But if it's a small business in your personal capacity and you've reached the tax threshold, right? So 95,000 rand, and you're not registered, the protections will be penalties. And also, just to bring this up, SARS is changing the systems of penalties, so there will be more stricter with penalties now, more than they are now. So that's just FYI. But it would be penalties. If not penalties, it can reach to even imprisonment. But also, as you, the individual, remember that almost everything that you do, especially if the only thing that you have is your business, they'll always ask for something called a tax clearance. So now if you want to get a bond, right, they'll say, okay, fine, because you're not an employee, you've got this small business, we need to make sure that you're tax compliant. Give us a tax clearance, right? So now if you are not registered, you can't do that. You can't give them that. Now that limits you as an individual to get certain things. If you want to buy a vehicle because you don't have pay slips, how else will they know? They want to see, are you compliant with SARS? Yes, we know money's coming in. Granted, we can see your bank statement, but do you pay taxes? Because if you're not paying taxes, what guarantee do we have that you're going to pay us?
All right. All right, family, we are coming back. We're just going to take a break with our tech specialist. I'm talking to Patricia Komani, NPK Consultancy. And you can ask your questions. We're talking to freelancers today. The numbers are open for family members on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us. We are still within the tech season. But are we still within the tech season when it comes to our freelancers? You mentioned August and?
August and February and the tax period.
Ooh.
So for freelancers, right? Yes, I know. But so for freelancers, what is happening is they've got dual tax returns that is kind of sort of like happening. For one tax period, which would be for this current tax period that we're in right now, meaning that from March 2024 to February 2025, they should have submitted a provisional tax return last month, right? But at the same time, it is the 2024 tax season. So they need to submit their 2024 annual income tax return. Their due date, however, is different. For us, who are not freelancer or provisional taxpayers, the due date is within 21st of October. Freelancers, they've got until next year, January, to submit their 2024 tax return.
All righty then. Let's take a break. We're coming back. We're taking the sounds of Vessel Gilbert W. Better Man. We're coming back.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. We gave you the sounds of Vessels. Vessels Hubert W. and the song Better Man. Make me a better man. And yeah, we want to become more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the pursuit of being more like Him. The time now, 15 minutes, just before 2 on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, Patricia Komane. We're talking freelancing and tax. Freelancing and tax returns. And yes, you get a question, you get a comment. You can just send us your message on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. SMS line 37871 and our telephone line 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. IC 0361. Your last digits are 00361. You're trying to send a message, but it seems like your message is unsupported. And so we are unable to can tell what you're trying to send to us. I was just hoping that maybe it will change at some point, but it's not coming through. Your last digits are 0361. So the message is not currently supported, and we are unable to tell what your concern is. Please try sending the message yet again. So, my queen, we are talking in the season for, but you say we can still, because of the tax season, those ones who are freelancers can still submit their tax returns even now. Aren't there going to be any penalties if we submit now because it's between August and Feb?
No. So, because there are, so with freelancers, right, there are two types of returns that you're submitting. You've got your normal income tax return that you need to submit, and this is the tax season for the 2024 financial year. So meaning that what we are submitting now during the tax season is based on the information that happened from 1st March 2023 to February 2024. So that submission of that period is now, right? They've got now until January next year to submit their tax return. This is specifically for the freelancers because they're provisional taxpayers. However, once again, because they are provisional taxpayers, there is another tax period that then they are now required to submit tax returns, which is the current tax period that we're currently in. So that would have started from March 2024 and it's ending next year. They should have submitted a tax return in last month, the provisional tax return 01, right? So these two returns are completely different and they're in complete different tax periods. One is for the 2024, which is the tax season which is open now, and then the other one would be for the provisional tax returns that they need to submit for literally the financial year that we're in right now.
Mm. All right. As a freelancer, Sibongile and Patricia, what documents do I need to submit to SARS?
You literally need all your documents. So when you submit your tax return, remember you have calculated, right, on your total income, your expenses, and now there's an amount of tax that you need to pay. Or get a refund, depending on which side you fall in. And then now, SARS, let's say SARS request for supporting documentation. In that, it's always best to have, I would say, have some sort of financial statement. It doesn't have to be grand as a company, but have a form, a simplified form of financial statement, because then it simplifies for you. Which was, what is your total income? What are your total expenses? What are the income? What are the expenses? And then with that, SARS would need supporting documents. So that would be your invoices, the invoices that you actually issue to your clients, the invoices that you receive from suppliers, right? So you would need to have both of those as form of supporting documentation that you send to SARS. In some cases, SARS might request specific documents. So if they're requesting specific documents, then those are the documents that then you'd have to submit.
All right. So those are the documents that we would need to submit. My Queen, in overall, talking to our freelancers, what are we saying today to them where their tax returns or tax is concerned?
Sure. I would say, once again, keep yourself informed. It is very important. Know where you stand as a freelancer. What are your tax responsibilities? Are you a freelancer that is only required to submit your provisional tax returns and the income tax return and that's it? Are you a freelancer that has to submit that as well? Have you registered for those? Keep the records the best way that you can, and also make sure that you are registered for that. Make sure that you are registered with SARS when it comes to the income tax return. And lastly, I would say, make sure you understand the kind of expenses that you are incurring. I think one of the things that I like emphasizing is you don't have to pay unnecessarily high taxes. If there's a way where you can reduce your taxes legally, then do that. And the best way to reduce your taxes legally is through your expenses. So make sure you keep records of your expenses. Don't ignore it just because it's 1,000 rand here, 1,000 rand there. That 1,000 rand here, 1,000 rand here can make 20,000 rand, which can drastically reduce your taxes. So just keep in mind what those taxes are. Oh, and also, if you can, have a separate bank account.
Yeah.
Keep it as a business.
Yeah.
Even though they're both in your personal name, mm-hmm. have a separate bank account, because then that will also be easier for you to track what is happening.
Yeah, because normally people would just put everything in the same bank account.
Exactly. Exactly. And so if you've got a separate one, it simplifies things for you.
And, there are those ones who are not, it's very difficult because you're not keeping record to know who sent what at what time. And you have to account for so much. So put it in a separate account. But I think these are the things that we need to think about whenever we're starting our small businesses, our hustles as well. Think about these things, ask questions, get informed before you can start, then you're safe, isn't it?
yes, you are. And I guess also, in as much as we don't like the fact that as an employee, right, there's pay as you earn that is deducted on your monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a freelancer, do ask your clients to withhold that portion, that 25% amount, because it does help you during the tax season. When you have to submit the tax return, and then you don't have to pay this huge lump sum. You know, paying 20,000 rand because you've been paying throughout the year is better than paying 150,000 rand all at once. So if you can, because remember the amount is accumulating, right? And you don't really know how much you've made. So you can easily be paying 150,000 rand, but then will you have 150,000 rand at once and pay a lump sum? So if you can, ensure that your clients can withhold, that 25%. It also makes things easier for you.
And that's where I think you come in. That's where you can help as a tech specialist to also help our hustles and help our freelancing, our small businesses, small companies when it comes to tax returns, right?
Yes. We definitely can. That consultation, just anything to do with tax.
Yeah. And how do we get hold of you?
You can contact us either on npkcomani@npkconsultancy.co.za, or you can call or WhatsApp us on 082-652-5207.
Can you repeat that?
082-652-5207.
Your closing statements?
Closing statement is, make sure you are informed and do the right thing. Submit your tax returns, pay your taxes, Find ways where you can reduce taxes legally. There are a lot of tax benefits within the Act itself. So find ways to reduce that taxes. Do not find yourself in a position where you have to pay penalties. You are giving donations to SARS. They have enough money through the taxes that we're paying. So let's avoid penalties and interest.
All right. Thank you so much, Bequeen, for coming through and talking to us, helping us to avoid penalties, to avoid finding ourselves in trouble, losing the very same savings that we are trying to have, our savings, because now we're owing SARS and we have to pay up. So thank you so much for that and raising awareness on these. May God awesomely bless you. We'll be talking to you again very soon.
Thank you for having us.
And yes, have a great one. And yes, my family, it is NPK Consultancy on socials. Alternatively, send a message to pkomani@npkconsultancy.co.za. You can also check their website, npkconsultancy.co.za, or send a message to the WhatsApp number that is there, 0825 or 652 5207. It's 0826525207. It's actually very beautiful and easy to remember. 0825252207. How nice is that? And get a tech specialist on your side.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.